Mercy Health St. Mary's has provided a new initiative, a free sleep sack to every baby born in the hospital. A pretty important goal and a pretty important person to talk to. Clinical nurse manager Linda Foster here with me in studio. Good morning to you, Linda.
Hi, Shelley.
All right, let's get to know you. What's been your career journey?
I have been a nurse in OB for about 13 years and have been the nurse manager at the birth center at Mercy Health St. Mary's for the last 2 years, have been with the organization for about five in as a clinical nurse specialist as well.
Yes. So you help with the delivery of the babies and more.
Yes.
Yes. Why did you pick this niche?
Oh, man, I just have such a passion for women and children. I think the birth process is amazing, and to be able to be a part of that journey with that woman during her labor and after, and really it's just such a special time in someone's life. So to be able to impact it is huge, and that's always why I've wanted to do it.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. And I imagine these days you get to deal with the daddies and the fathers of the babies as well, hanging out in the room.
Yeah, and that's what I think that it makes it special, because it's not just the mom and the baby per se that you're taking care of, but you're really taking care of the family and taking care of that experience for that whole family, including grandparents and friends as well.
Bit. Well, let's talk about a very important topic. First of all, according to the Michigan Department of Community Health, 150 infants die in Michigan as a result of unsafe sleeping environments. So Mercy Health St. Mary's steps up to the plate to help lower these numbers. What's happening?
This is a really important topic that we really want to educate on and feel very strongly. We want to provide safe care to our moms and babies and be able to educate our moms and the families on safe sleep. And so because this is such an important topic and such a need in the community or for the families, we really want to start from this minute they come into labor to really talk about the safe sleep practices, if we have that opportunity in labor, and educate them about the best way for the baby to sleep on their back without having pillows and the stuffed animals and things around them in their crib.
Are there numbers of sudden infant death syndrome that still happens in our lives?
Yes.
Yes. So this is a prevention tool.
Yes.
Big time. And, of course, other deaths that occur due to unsafe sleep practices. So let's talk about this safe sleep program and this new sleep sack.
Yeah. We received a grant from the Mercy Health St. Mary's Foundation, where we were able to provide sleep sacks to all of our families, and they have a nice logo of Mercy Health that says, "I was born here at Mercy Health," and we are able to give those away at discharge.
Great. Describe it, and what is its purpose, a sleep sack?
So it's a sleep sack. You put the baby in it, it zips up, and there's a swaddler, so it swaddles the baby. It really promotes the sleeping on the back. You don't need to use blankets as with the sleep sack.
I know it looks like after birth, then each baby is wrapped in a sleep sack, not a swaddling blanket.
We try to do that as much as possible. There are still times that we use the blankets and swaddle, and when we do swaddle, we very much educate the parents on how to do that safely. But the sleep sacks are available, so that can also assist with that safe sleep.
How long do sleep sacks, babies grow? How long are they to be used?
You know what? There's different sizes.
Okay.
So we provide the newborn size. However, you can purchase more in different sizes as well.
Great. And this looks like it is, as I mentioned, as my notes tell me, that they are provided free to each baby that's born.
Yeah, we do provide one, so they can take one home.
Yes, that's great. What else is important to know when it comes to newborns these days?
We really, at Mercy Health St. Mary's, want to provide the best experience. We want all our moms and babies to be safe and have that amazing birth story, because it's important and it's a special time in everyone's lives.
That new life. You and I were once babies, weren't we? Yes. All right, so coming full circle, if you don't know about the Sleep Sack program, certainly speak to those throughout your process of pregnancy. I mean, getting to know information about these facts, I would think, is part of the program.
Yes, they can always ask their OB providers for more information, and if they want more information about this Safe Sleep program, they can always look on mercyhealth.com on our website for more information.
Great. You expect to deliver any babies today?
Absolutely. There were patients on the board when I left, so I'm sure they're delivering.
That's how that works, huh? I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately, but I know they just, I think there was just a list of the most popular baby names that comes out, or at least for 2015 as they move into 2016. So, you know, do you know offhand what popular baby names do you know?
I think maybe Olivia, Noah is kind of my guesses for top baby names recently.
Great. What happened to the name Linda?
Oh, that's probably back in the 70s and 80s.
One more time on your website.
Mercyhealth.com.
Great. Clinical Nurse Manager Linda Foster, thank you very much for bringing life into the world and talking about the free sleep sack to every baby born in the hospital system, Mercy Health St. Mary's. Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.